Christ in you, the hope of glory. Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. Song of Solomon 6 corresponds with the truth given in the epistle to the Colossians. It is in contrast with Ephesians, which gives the provisional truth of our position in Christ. In Ephesians, all of the spiritual riches of Christ have been given to us, the new creation. In Colossians, the practical side is stressed, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. The word Colossae means correction. The bridal saints accept the correction of the word of God, by which they are brought to a perfect spiritual state and prepared to be a helpmeet for Christ. Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with thee? Song of Solomon 6:1. In Song of Solomon 5:8, the Shulamite was not aware of the whereabouts of her beloved, but sought contact with him through the daughters of Jerusalem. In Song of Solomon 6, the same daughters were aroused to question her concerning his whereabouts because of her perfectly wonderful and beautiful eulogy of him. Now she knows where he is. She has become completely engrossed with the wonders of his person, as she testifies of him to others. Never again is her fellowship with him broken. In Colossians 1:9-11, Paul prayed for the Colossian saints thus, that ye might be filled with the exact knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. In this prayer, Paul prays that they might not only know the provision which God has made for us in Christ, but that they may have an experimental knowledge of God in a practical way in their everyday lives. When this prayer is answered to the fullest extent in us, our state will have come to perfection. This is expressed in the words, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Consider the word all and the number of times it is used in the book of Colossians, 33 times. It implies completeness, perfection, and entirety. A perfect knowledge of his will includes the knowledge of his whereabouts and of his activities, which she expresses in the next verse. My beloved is gone down into his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens and to gather lilies. Song of Solomon 6:2. Wherever the saints of God meet together in the name of the Lord, he is in the midst of them, feeding on their fellowship and worship. The saints themselves are likened to lilies, while bridal saints are likened to lilies among thorns. Song of Solomon 2:1-2. His garden speaks especially of bridal saints, as we read in Song of Solomon 4. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. Song of Solomon 6:3. This verse expresses complete surrender unto him. In Song of Solomon 2:16, she laid claim to him, but here she surrenders all to him. This makes their fellowship complete. He feeds on her love. Thou art beautiful, O my love, as Tirzah, comely as Jerusalem, terrible as an army with banners. Song of Solomon 6:4. Tirzah and Jerusalem were royal cities in Canaan. Tirzah was a city of the ancient kings of Canaan, and Jerusalem was the capital city of Judah, the place where the Lord chose to dwell in Israel. Tirzah, my delight is in her, expresses the pleasure which the Lord has in his people when the throne of their heart is fully surrendered to him. After Israel is restored to fellowship with the Lord, the name of the city of Jerusalem will be called The Lord is There. Ezekiel 48:35. Jerusalem on earth will be a figure of the new Jerusalem, which will be the eternal habitation of God. Christ dwells in his people now. He becomes the king on the throne in our hearts. Terrible as an army with banners, such saints reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Romans 5:17. They are victorious over all the power of the enemy that is arrayed against them, for Christ is their life. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6:12. An army with banners signifies a victorious army as they come marching home, perhaps bedraggled, but nevertheless with banners waving. Turn away thine eyes from me, for they have overcome me. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Gilead. Song of Solomon 6:5. In Song of Solomon 4:9, the Beloved said, Thou hast ravished my heart with one of thine eyes. In our present verse, she has both eyes turned full upon him. Everything else is forgotten. She is attracted only to him. Such wholehearted devotion has overcome him, taken away his heart. Their love was mutual. She had given her heart to him and robbed him of his heart. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Gilead. A similar description in Song of Solomon 4:1 expresses God's purposes in Christ for us, which is consistent with the provisional teaching of Ephesians. In Song of Solomon 6, the purpose has been fulfilled through her appropriation of God's provision. The hair speaks of strength through weakness and dependence upon another. Samson was strong when he took the place of weakness in letting his locks grow. He appeared to be effeminate, but his strength was in the Lord. The Apostle Paul also found that in his weakness the power of Christ rested upon him. Therefore he took pleasure in infirmities, for only then could he draw upon the strength of the Lord. Such saints become mountain climbers, of which the goats are symbolic. Thy teeth are as a flock of sheep which go up from the washing, whereof every one beareth twins, and there is not one barren among them. Song of Solomon 6:6. The teeth speak of thorough mastication of food. Missing teeth means poor mastication, resulting in imperfect digestion. No teeth were missing in this case. What is her food? It is all the word of God. It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. The cow and the sheep graze for hours, and then lie down to rest and chew their cud. This speaks to us of meditation on the word of God. In Psalm 1, David pronounced blessing upon the one who meditates upon the law of the Lord day and night. It brings prosperity and fruitfulness in spiritual things. As a piece of pomegranate are thy temples within thy locks. Song of Solomon 6:7. Because of the abundance of tiny seeds within it, the pomegranate symbolizes fruitfulness. This one who has filled her mind with the word of God and meditated upon it day and night will find a rich harvest in spiritual fruit. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, but we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:14-16. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:5. This refers to his condescension to our low estate. As a man, he was meek and lowly. Only in a state of meekness and humility can we also become fruitful in the new creation. There are 80 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number. Song of Solomon 6:8. This verse shows who will be present at the wedding in the air. The queens, no doubt, represent the Old Testament overcomers who are friends of the bridegroom. These will be guests at the wedding. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 8:11. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. John 3:29. John designates himself as a friend of the bridegroom. The concubines speak of another group of saints who will have fellowship with the Lord, but not in marriage. They will be the servants, the second rank in the church. Martha represents this class. Her pleasure was in serving the Lord. That is a worthy desire, but it is not the closest place of fellowship. Faithful servants will reap a reward for their labors, but not the highest place of honor. The virgins represent the third rank in the church, the friends of the bride. This group is identical with the 144,000 out of Israel. Lazarus represents this group. John 12:2. He was one of them that sat at the table. They will be the New Testament guests at the wedding, while the queens will be the Old Testament guests.